With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he's not interested in Federal Reserve Board independence. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As an independent agency, the nation's central bank is allowed to make monetary decisions free from political pressure. But President Trump, who is extremely unhappy with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, said he only wants a chair who would cut interest rates.
We have a lot of people that want that job very badly, and I'm only interested in low-interest people.
Last week, financial markets were rattled by reports that Powell might be fired, but they recovered after the president said removing the chairman was highly unlikely. Greg Clugston, The White House.
GOP Montana Senator Steve Daines says Republicans should take advantage of their control in Congress since a unified GOP government doesn't come along very often.
5 times in 90 years. Generally, you only get 2 years when you have this opportunity because usually by the midterm, things shift. It's exactly what happened in 2017-18 when Trump had it the first time. We lost the House majority in 18.
Senator Daines says Republicans could eliminate even more waste from the federal budget.
This is a incredible opportunity. We've got to keep pushing for it. There's more tax policy. Indexing capital gains would be one. We can go after additional cuts in mandatory spending that we can get 51 votes for.
In the meantime, Republicans taking a strong position in Senate races viewed as pivotal in maintaining the party's majority next year. Democrats still facing a major uphill battle in a number of midterms. Democrats need to net 4 seats to regain control. Most of the 2026 contest are in states that President Trump easily won in November. A judge has set an execution date for a Texas man, Robert Roberson, now set to be put to death October 16th. His conviction tied to a diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome. This is SRN News. President Trump's second term brings about yet another change.
The Small Business Administration has done a 180, repealing Biden-era rules that barred faith-based groups from getting disaster relief loans, and is even establishing a Center for Faith. The SBA says it will now seek to, quote, empower faith-based businesses, community organizations, and houses of worship with access to capital counseling and government contracting opportunities. Recent Supreme Court decisions also played a role in the agency's decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern says the gospel is spreading in Iran despite some of the worst persecution in the world. A spokesman says estimates suggest more than 1 million Iranians have converted now to Christianity, transforming from a few hundred believers before 1979 to a movement that now dwarfs the regime's own support. This is SRN News. Uncle Sam placing a 17% duty on most fresh Mexican tomatoes.
That's after negotiations ended without an agreement to avert the tariff. Proponents said the import tax will help rebuild the shrinking U.S. tomato industry. Mexico currently supplies around 70% of the U.S. tomato market, up from 30% 2 decades ago, according to the Florida Tomato Exchange. Some U.S. companies that grow tomatoes in Mexico say the tariffs will make fresh tomatoes more expensive for U.S. buyers. John Scott reporting.
America has lost another hero, World War II hero and social media star. Papa Jake Larson has died at the age of 102. He survived Omaha Beach on D-Day. He also saw intense combat in the Battle of the Bulge. Known for sharing World War II stories on TikTok, he gained 1.2 million followers late in life. More details at srnnews.com.